Hello and welcome to the Lancet Gastroenterology and Hepatology podcast in conversation with. I'm Hugh Thomas, the deputy editor. In this episode, we'll be discussing an article newly published online first, describing the treatment as prevention for hepatitis C, or TRAP-HEP-C, program in Iceland. This nationwide program aims to eliminate hepatitis C virus in the country and meet WHO targets for reducing incidence and mortality from hepatitis C by 2030. I'm joined today by Sigurdur Olafsson, Director of Hepatology at Landspítali University Hospital and Clinical Associate Professor of Medicine at the University of Iceland. He's corresponding author on the paper. His research interests lie in viral hepatitis, particularly public health approaches to disease elimination, as well as cirrhosis and drug-induced liver injury. Dr. Olafsson, thank you very much for joining us and welcome to the podcast.
Thank you very much.
So, firstly, could you tell us a little bit about the goal of eliminating HCV as a global health threat? And what was the situation like in Iceland before you began the TRAP-HEP-C program?
Well, the hepatitis C virus infection is a major health problem with estimated close to 70 million people afflicted globally. And it is one of the leading causes of cirrhosis and hepatocellular carcinoma worldwide. Now, Iceland had that relatively low prevalence of HCV, estimated to be around 0.3% of the population prior to our program. But still, there was the cause of cirrhosis in more than 20% of patients diagnosed with that condition in our country. And like in other countries, like in other high-income countries especially, in Iceland, intravenous drug use accounts for most infections with HCV transmission occurring primarily among people who inject drugs. Now, the recent availability of highly effective direct-acting antiviral treatments for hepatitis C virus led the World Health Organization in the year 2016 to set the ambitious goal of eliminating hepatitis C virus as a major health threat by the year 2030. And that would include a 65% reduction in HCV-related deaths and 80% reduction in HCV incidence. And to achieve these elimination goals, the WHO set the so-called treatment service coverage targets of 90% of infections being diagnosed and 80% of eligible patients treated by the year 2030. Now, their strategy also focused on comprehensive harm reduction services for people who inject drugs, such as needle and syringe services. Now, one of the main challenges that face the concept of elimination of hepatitis C evolve around drug policy and the approach to healthcare for people who inject drugs. In many countries, treatment with DAAs for hepatitis C is restricted for people who inject drugs. And the belief that people who inject drugs will not be compliant with treatment is unfortunately still widespread. And however, recent studies, including our one, refutes this theory. But globally, especially in middle and low-income countries, lack of funding and fragmented healthcare infrastructure are among the major challenges.
Right. So with this goal of eliminating hepatitis C, we've already briefly mentioned the program, but the TRAP-HEP-C program that you launched and designed. Can you just run us through a little bit of the setup, how you came to enact the program, and what are the main features?
Well, the main features of our program are the multidisciplinary and public health approach. Collaboration of several medical specialties, including addiction medicine, importantly, involvement of governmental agencies, involvement of prison healthcare systems, outreach clinics, and homeless shelters, and so on. And we try to approach the patients where they are, treat the patients where they are, be it in addiction treatment, be it in a prison or homeless shelters. And we also try to simplify the evaluation. We try to simplify the treatment and monitoring of our patients to increase compliance. And importantly also, in our program, all the steps in our care cascade are monitored by a single program, by our program. And another important feature is the unrestricted access to care and treatment free of charge for the patients. Another important cornerstone of our program is the governmental support and a national strategy for hepatitis C elimination. That's important. Those are the important features of our program. Now the aims of our program was to offer treatment with direct acting antivirals to all HCV infected patients in Iceland, to maximize the number of patients engaged in care and treated, and aiming for reduction in prevalence among key risk groups such as people who inject drugs and prisoners, and with the hope that eventually this would lead to a reduction in incidence. Now, our goal was to treat majority of the patients also within a relatively short period of time, within 2 to 3 years. But we have had some important challenges in the program along the way. And the most important one is probably the small group of actively injecting people who remain difficult to engage in care and maintain on treatment, continued high-risk behavior resulting in the reinfections. Another challenge we have faced in Iceland is increase in drug use, including intravenous drug use. Now, I should also mention the other important challenges that other nations will face as well. It's the case of imported infections by tourists and immigrants and asylum seekers, although we don't think this is going to be a major challenge in the future.
Great. And what were the key findings then from the first 3 years of the TRAP-Hep C program?
Well, the program was initiated in February 2016, and during the study period, which lasted for the first 3 years until February 2019, we found that testing for hepatitis C increased by 80% in Iceland due to awareness campaigns, both among the public and healthcare workers. That's very important. And we also found that 90% of our patient population has history of intravenous drug use. And more importantly, one third of our patients coming into our program had a history of recently injecting drugs within 6 months. We estimated at the beginning of our program that close to 800 individuals were infected with hepatitis C in Iceland. And at the time, the population in Iceland was about 330,000. And we estimated that as early as 2017, we had already diagnosed over 90% of the infected patient population. That was our estimate. And through the program, we were very successful in engaging in care our patients, as defined by a baseline interview. We found that 95% of the estimated total of infected and diagnosed were actually engaged in care. And of those who we were able to engage in care and interview, close to 95% actually initiated treatment with DAAs. And of those who initiated treatment, we had about 90% cure rate. Now, another important finding was that we were quite successful in re-engaging in care those individuals that for some reason did not complete the first treatment round. We were also successful in re-engaging in care and successfully treat those who became reinfected with the hepatitis C virus during the study period. Now, taken together, during these 3 years, we were able to reach the World Health Organization service coverage targets of diagnosing 90% of infected and treating 80% of eligible patients. Now, also, during this period, Iceland has indeed surpassed the World Health Organization targets for harm reduction with respect to number of clean needles and syringes provided for people who inject drugs.
Right, so given these extremely promising findings, what does that mean then for the rest of the field and for campaigns to eliminate HCV in other countries?
Well, although the population and the number of patients in Iceland is small compared to larger nations, it can be considered representative for many similar-sized communities where elimination efforts have been undertaken or are under planning. And actually, most other countries will at some point be in a situation where a large proportion of patients left untreated are actively injecting people who inject drugs, which is a situation we have faced in Iceland from the very beginning of our program. And I think the key is the multidisciplinary approach, especially involving addiction medicine, involving those who care for people with addiction. That's going to be a key to success in eliminating hepatitis C, at least in high-income countries. And in order to eliminate hepatitis C as a major health threat in those countries, you need to focus on people who inject drugs, since intravenous drug use is the main driver of the epidemic. And actually, the disease of addiction is the primary underlying driver. And as long as people are actively injecting drugs and sharing instruments, the risk of new and reinfections is still there lurking.
Right. So what comes next for Iceland in terms of HCV elimination?
Well, obviously, we need to continue to test aggressively for hepatitis C in high-risk groups. We need to continue to treat promptly new infections and reinfections with direct-acting antivirals. And there are several challenges, important challenges, and we are facing. And it remains to be seen if and how the achievement of the service coverage targets will translate into the disease elimination as defined by the World Health Organization in our patient population. We have seen a rate of reinfection among actively injecting patients relatively high, and this is a concern. And this is in spite of the fact that we provide more than needles and syringes to people who inject drugs than the WHO targets for 2030 imply. And there are obviously other challenges that I mentioned before, such as increased drug use in the country, imported cases, and so on. So I think along with continued intensified testing and treating, public health initiatives and preventive measures to reduce drug use are going to be needed, improve housing for those who are homeless, and also further increase in harm reduction effort is going to be very important, along with other measures.
Great. Dr. Olofsson, thank you very much for taking the time to talk with us about this important and fascinating paper.
Thank you for inviting me.
You can read the article on the TRAP Hep C program in Iceland online now at thelancet.com. Thank you to Dr. Olofsson, and thank you for listening to this episode of the Lancet Gastroenterology and Hepatology podcast in conversation with. Remember, you can subscribe to the podcast wherever you usually get them.